If you're just joining us for the second date update, John is on the phone. He's a wedding photographer. Mm-hmm. Was taking some pictures at a wedding, ended up striking up a conversation with a beautiful young bridesmaid named Casey. Mm. They agreed to go out the next week. And then the night before, he was like, hey, are we still meeting up at the restaurant? Didn't hear anything back. So he actually decided to show up to the restaurant that they agreed to go to, and she never showed. Hasn't heard anything from her since. Hey, John.
Hey.
Hey, while I got you on the phone, real quick, I want to book you for a gig, since I know you do this kind of stuff. I'm going to be doing a shoot in my bedroom at around 3 o'clock this afternoon. I want to see if you might come take pictures of that. You probably do that kind of work all the time, right?
Not for people like you. You know, even photographers have to have standards.
It'll be great. It'll be just me and you, and then I'll pay you by the minute because I'm not sure how long it's going to take me. All right, man, we're about to call Casey. You ready? Any last thoughts before we dial her phone number?
No, I'm just nervous.
I mean, this is the first time you've ever hit on somebody at a wedding.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I'll dial the phone number right now.
Hello?
Hi, is Casey there?
This is Casey.
Hey, Casey, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
From the radio?
Yes, sir. From the radio. How you doing?
No, it's not.
Yes.
That would be awesome if it wasn't.
Listen to all these. Look, that's Brooke. That's Jose laughing over there.
Casey, it really
is. And this is me.
This is weird. Okay, hi.
You're the one that made it weird by not believing it was me. Any idea why I'm calling you?
Not a clue.
You recently scheduled a date with a guy named John, who you met at your friend's wedding. He was taking pictures of it.
Yeah,
John emailed us and told us all about meeting you. Said you guys had a date scheduled for a Saturday at a restaurant, and you never showed up.
Oh my God.
Is there any particular reason why you blew him off?
It just wasn't what I thought.
How do you know the date wasn't what you thought if you didn't go?
Not the date so much as the situation wasn't what I thought.
Do you mean like he wasn't even paid to be a photographer at your friend's wedding? He was just some creep who showed up taking pictures?
What?
No, he was a photographer, yes.
Oh, damn. I had made that up in my head. It was going to be so much better.
No, he was the photographer at my friend's wedding, yes.
Okay. Did you not understand that he was, like, hitting on you and it was going to be a date?
No, he did ask me out, and I did say yes.
Okay, so you wanted to go out with him?
I did at the time, yes.
What happened between you guys agreeing to go out and then the actual day for your guys' date?
So after he asked me out, I was telling a few of my friends at the wedding that the photographer had asked me out.
Yeah.
And that I had said that I would go. And one of the bridesmaids said, are you serious? Because he asked me out too.
Shut up.
What?
So he asked one of the other bridesmaids out as well?
Yeah. Oh,
so no. Did you get the vibe that he was just, that's what he does, takes pictures and asks girls out?
Well, that's what I was wondering at that point. And I mean, like, if he's, you know, a photographer at weddings all the time, is this just what he does?
Did your friend go out with him?
I actually don't know what happened with him. As soon as she told me that he had asked her out, I got a weird vibe, and I was done.
So, oh, man. So he's just running around the wedding asking every girl he possibly can out on a date.
I mean, that's what it seems like, yeah.
We talked to him about meeting you, and he said that he never hits on girls at weddings. He made it a point to say that.
Yeah.
Well, he's obviously a liar.
And you sure this girl's telling you the truth?
I don't think that she would have any reason to lie. Yeah, I think she was telling the truth. So I didn't want to go out with him after that because it's just kind of, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd understand that. That turned me off too.
Yeah,
so
probably.
You didn't show up for your date because you feel like John was a creep?
Yeah.
Perfect. This is when I should tell you that John, the creepy photographer guy, is actually on the other line listening to this conversation.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
Wait, hold on. I wanted to try and jump in when I heard you say I was talking to another bridesmaid. Like, I don't know if my phone wasn't on or whatever, but, like, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't ask anybody else out.
Why would someone make that up then? Why would someone tell me that?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I didn't even talk to that many people. Like, and you said another one of the bridesmaids?
Yeah, Allison.
Is she the one that says she's a waitress?
Yes.
Okay, listen. She said where she worked, and I said, I've heard of that place. That's all I said. I don't know if she thinks that means a date. I was just making small talk because I'm at a wedding for 3 hours.
Are you lying? Are you being serious right now, John?
No, I promise you. I promise you. It was just conversation, you know? We're just standing there.
Yeah, but why would she say specifically that you asked her out? Like, I know her. Like, she doesn't, like, misunderstand things like that.
Okay, the only thing I can think of is this. I said, if I go there, I can have a drink. But I did not say, we will have a drink. Hmm. Like, we implies that we will be together.
Hey, Casey.
Sometimes it's Chad and I drink by myself.
Casey, let me ask you this. Your friend, is she? There are girls like this. There are guys like this, too, that whenever somebody of the opposite sex talks to them and asks them anything about what they do, they're like, oh, my God, he's hitting on me. Is she one of those type of girls or is John a pervert?
She's not.
Oh, that's so weird. No. So, John, do you have her phone number? Like, could you call the Allison girl right now?
No, I don't know her last name. Honestly, I didn't even remember who she was until you said her name.
Do you believe him, Casey?
I don't know.
But didn't
I don't
you have
know.
A good time when we were talking?
Did I have a good time when we were talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. It was a nice conversation, of course. I wouldn't have said yes to the date if I didn't have a good time when we were talking.
Did all the other girls that you were talking to have a good time too, John?
Exactly.
Right?
Didn't I say Brooke was supposed to do all the...
Casey, would you like to go on a second date with John? We will pay for it.
I think I want to check in with Allison and talk to her about this before I say yes.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
John, are you okay with that? If Casey checks in with her friend to make sure that you're not being a pervert?
I'm not okay with you calling me a perv again and again. I think I'm okay with her talking to Allison. I just hope Allison like is honest with her and you know, remembers the truth.
So you're already setting it up to call Allison a liar.
Yeah.
You realize that, John?
No, I just, like I said, I mean, people at wedding receptions drink, and I think she might have saw something that wasn't there. But like I said,
now it sounds like you're backpedaling. It sounds like you're backpedaling so hard. Like if she tells the truth,
no,
she's not drunk.
I don't have her phone number. Like I didn't try and like establish more communication. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
Good point.
Okay, that's a no for me, John. Oh. It sounds like you're trying to cover up a lie, or you're trying to like, you know, cover your ass. I mean, like it's a no.
Oh, my gosh. John, you just talked yourself out of a date.
Yeah.
What happened, buddy?
Casey, I'm telling you, if we sat and talked, we would have a good time. And I felt something when we were talking before. And I promise you, I would love to get to know you better and not anyone else.
Oh.
But I really don't think you need to talk to Allison about it.
Yeah, of course not. Because you asked Allison out.
Oh, my gosh. Own it, John.
No, it's not that. I'm telling you, I think she saw what she wanted to see, and it wasn't there.
Yeah, sure, John.
Wasn't there because she said no when you asked her out.
She didn't say no.
Oh, so she said yes, John?
No, she didn't say anything. There was no question.
Yeah.
There was no question involved.
Oh, poor John.